Lights out on the hour. It is the hour of the time. Lights out for the curfew of your body, soul, and mind.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time with your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona. And because of a few waylays, this is our first show, even though it's the fifth, our first show for 2010. And so we're going to bring in the new year, if you will, with some of the last year's accomplishments and progress that we made. Also, some new programs we'll be doing here at Hour of the Time, starting this year, very soon, some of them, and also some general updates and some inquiries about other conferences around the country this year. So be sure to have pen and paper handy, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, always at the Hour of the Time. And also listen to the broadcast and what I tell you explicitly when I say give this type of feedback or write this address down or this date, because I'm not doing it for my own enjoyment. It's for you, and you can either learn or sit back with your head in the sand. Now, if you'd like to contact the Hour of the Time, you may do so by writing Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona 85925. Again, that's Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona 85925. The website, hourofthetime.com, that's hourofthetime.com. The studio number here in Eager, 928-333-2942, 928-333-2942, and the Canadian studio, 613-733-4324. My personal email address is hourofthetime@hotmail.com. That's hourofthetime@hotmail.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with those cursory announcements done, we're going to go to a short musical break. Oh, and on the topic of music, I have gotten some belly aching from people out there that don't know how to do anything but whine, with email addresses that you have no clue who they are, and they don't sign their name because they're big bad patriots, spelled P-A-Y, about musical tunes played here and there. If you don't like it, don't listen. That's what it comes down to. If you really want to push my buttons, keep doing it and keep griping about this song or that song, and I'll have a whole night of nothing but G.G. Allin and Deicide, and then we'll see how much you like that. So, don't comment on the song if you've got nothing to say but gripe and bellyache. If you don't like the musical breaks, go start your own broadcast. So, after this break, be ready to take notes on some upcoming conferences and feedback and some new programs starting here at Hour of the Time.
Nutritionists say that breakfast is one of the most important meals of the day. It helps to perk us up and get us on our way. But there's a kingdom coming that's part of God's plan, when God's word is all we need to feed man. No more bacon. Yeah.
Gentlemen, again, you're listening to the Hour of the Time, 5th of January, 2010, with your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona. Again, the address, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. The website, hourofthetime.com. My personal email address, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. And the studio number, 928-333-2942 in Eager. And in Canada, 613-733-4324. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for some announcements and updates, etc., and feedback that you can be involved in for the programming and future events for some of the hot engagements this year. First off, a reminder, the Pennsylvania Conference, we still have some seating open for the conference in Pennsylvania the last week in April. So if you'd like to attend, it is the Urban-Centered Research Conference, more on urban environments. We're also going to have a special guest there, a Master Herbalist graduate, one of the highest graduates, actually. And that's right from David Christopher himself, face-to-face told me that. We'll be there to teach the Incurables program, the top 10 most essential herbs, the top 10 most important to have on hand, how they can be used, etc., as a bonus course that wasn't taught at the Eager Conference. We'll also have DVDs available at night for viewing in the meeting rooms on the digital projector. I'm not talking about a little laptop screen, so you can sit back and watch some various DVD productions there, as well as all the hands-on courses. Now, that's an entire Monday through Thursday, four full busy days, covering water filtration, first aid, psychology of survival, and disaster situations. Emergency kits, gas mask, water filters, the pros and cons of different types and systems, and a lot of other topics that you'll have to go to see. Now, anybody who's been to the conference has not been disappointed. So I would highly suggest, if you're back east and were one of those that felt that you couldn't come out to Eager for the normal premier every year conference, here's your chance. It's back in Pennsylvania. Go to the website, hourofthetime.com, then go to the hot shop, and we have all the details there. There's a payment plan. You can write me directly if you have questions, hourofthetime@hotmail.com, and I can answer those questions. But don't write me first until you've read the web pages, because I'll know real quick, based on the questions you're asking, And I'm not going to waste time answering stuff that we've already spent time posting for you. Now, I would highly again encourage you to attend. Ladies and gentlemen, if you still have rectal cranial inversion out there, you need to quit. And one way to do that is to listen to the Hour of the Time and our research and documentation. Now, you can go out and listen to these Patriot websites and chat rooms and broadcasts, Patriot spelled P-A-Y, Patriot, and get ran around in circles and neutralized. That is part of the agenda, ladies and gentlemen. Now, whether you want to hear that or not, I don't really care. It's the truth. Or you can be solution-based. If you really want to restore a constitutional republic in this country, then you better pull your head out. And you need to get active and quit chasing your tails. And the conference, the Hour of the Time conference, is the best deal going. An entire week with your lodging, your meals, your materials. In fact, conference attendees are going to go home with a DVD library of PDFs. Now, that's a book, not little pamphlets or one single page scanned books that we have permission to use, that are used and authored all around the world by agencies, university extensions, church relief groups, on and on and on, private groups, in disaster zones, depressed zones, war-torn zones, and it's a complete package DVD library of PDF books. It's so big, it's dang near 40 gig. That is a lot of books, ladies and gentlemen. It's over 3,000 titles every attendee takes home on DVDs. A 9-DVD set. Let me clarify that. 9-DVD sets of PDF files. Over 3,000 books. Everything to rebuild a society. Feed yourself. Plumb. Do electrical. Solar. Traditional. Build structures. First aid. Surgery, teaching, it's in there. So that alone is worth the conference. So, I suggest you attend, ladies and gentlemen, because time is running short. Freedom in our country, and I would say all of North America, because of our ties so closely with Canada, and even Mexico, because of so much trade and traffic and commerce that goes back and forth, we are being set up for failure. And we are headed on a crash course. And it's not magically with some silver bullet answer like so many of you want in your emails and phone messages or on the chat rooms, wanting a silver bullet answer to fix everything overnight. It's not going to happen. We are going to go through terrible and trying times. Now, you can either get in line and be a slave at a government food handout point, half-starved, and be an ignorant fool if you choose, or you can educate yourself. Why just survive when you can thrive? That's the motto. Now, we also have the arrangements made, and I appreciate, just like Woodsy and all his great work, on the conference in Pennsylvania, a TJ out there for Kansas City, lodging, kitchen facilities, meeting rooms, etc. for a conference in Kansas City area. That is all the details I will get into. You need to email me at hourthetime@hotmail.com if you would be interested. We're in the new year. Early summer of this year, 2010, I would say June, that area right there, for a conference in the Kansas City area. We need to see how many people are interested. The arrangements are ready. All we have to do is turn the switch on. But we're not going to do it and waste a lot of effort if only 15 of you want to do it and the rest are just bellyaching to bellyache. We're bringing the material to you. Now it's your turn to respond. Kansas City Area Conference, targeting, initially at least, June. We can be flexible, but in the June area of this year, in the Kansas City area, the full week-long conference on the urban type of topics, as well as the herb classes, etc. So, ladies and gentlemen, email me directly if that interests you. Maybe that's a good locale for you. You're in the Midwest. You want to just drive there. You live in Oklahoma or what have you. Then do it. Let's hear from you. Hourofthetime@hotmail.com. You need to email me. If I don't hear from you, I don't know you have any interest. Don't sit back and bellyache. Now, also tonight, 5th of January, 2010, I want to give out a special offer here. If you go to the website, hourofthetime.com, and click the donation in the left-hand column of the website, if you would, because we are listener-supported, ladies and gentlemen. We are listener-supported. We don't take corporate advertising for absolute bullshit solar generators that are twice of what it would cost you to order, ship, and everything to do it yourself, plug-and-play systems. We teach you how to do it yourself at the conference, for instance, these upcoming conferences. There's a whole class on solar. Solar that we use right here even. Okay? So think about that, ladies and gentlemen. We are listener-supported. We're not selling you overpriced, rip-off coins. We tell you how to know to invest in metals, whether that be junk silver, if you want to go into that area, or slab coins. We give you sources that are verifiable, and science and math and economics behind it. You do it. Rather than give you fish, we teach you how to fish. Because, ladies and gentlemen, that's what it comes down to. You're either going to end up on the hind tit of the government or stand on your own 2 feet. It's up to you. It's up to you solely. We can only help you along. We can't babysit you. It's time for you to put on your big girl panties and grow up. And that's a lot of you out there that email and call all the time. Okay? So tonight, there's a special offer. Go to the website, top left-hand column of the front page. Please donate, because we are listener-supported. Make a $10 donation in the notes or email me as well when you donate. A $10 donation, and I will send you a disc with 10 PDF, huge books that I know you'll enjoy, and it'll be an assortment. I'll send you, for instance, there's one book that is so-called Love to Help You, Big Patriot Network out there, is ripping people off because they got it for free from Google Books. But they're telling people that they did it, which is absolute bullshit, and they're selling it to you for 20 bucks. Now, there's nothing wrong with supporting your operation. It's free enterprise. It's healthy. It's what we need to be free. But when you're telling people that they got to get it through you only, and that you did this and that, you're nothing but a liar. That book is on the dangers of vaccines, the horrors of vaccines. You're going to get it on, now they're selling it for 20 bucks, mind you. You're getting 10 full books. We'll throw in some books on the mystery schools, some how-to books on survival-type topics, whether it's urban or rural, some food storage ideas, and books, not just ideas, like a type page I throw on there, books. $10 donation, good for tonight only. Let's hear from you, ladies and gentlemen. Get out there and support your causes. Quit being neutralized by the bad people out there. Now, also, I'm hoping to, because of the emails and a lot of phone calls and inquiries of late, as people are finally getting scared enough, which for a lot of you it's too late, because you've made no preparation, you've ignored what we've said for years, and you admit it, and now you're rushing around trying to catch up because you've done nothing to better your station in life. But I still have given a lot of time, a lot of time over the past 3 months dedicated to people having phone calls with you to help you out, and emails and letters. So tonight, email me, hourofthetime@hotmail.com, and for tomorrow evening, the 6th, I'll cover some of those topics. Now, of course, if 900 of you email with 900 different topics, they're not all going to get covered. But give me some topics. Or do you need to know about garden seed? Are you wondering about heirloom, non-GMO? What does all of it mean? Open pollinated. Where to get it? How to use it? Sprouting, food storage, medical, reloading for ammunition, coins and silver and precious metal investment. Let me know. Get involved, ladies and gentlemen. Email me, hourofthetime@hotmail.com, and I'll certainly be glad to cover those topics tomorrow evening. And I'll group them together, and we'll cover them in depth. So if we get a lot of comments, it might take 4 or 5 nights to cover it all. But I'll certainly do it. And I'll even compose a list as we go along. So as the suggestions come in, the desires out there in the listening audience, I can send you back saying, yep, we've gotten all these suggestions, and yours falls right in line here, or it's brand new, what have you. And here's where we're going to fit it in. And that way, everybody's kind of on the same sheet of music, per se. Now, so there's two special offers already. One, email me tonight, valid only tonight, the 5th of January, 2010. And I will, and donate the $10. And I will send you a disc with 10 books, PDF books, on a variety of topics. Also, suggestions for the programming. We don't know where you are lacking at in your personal life, whether it's food storage or medical supplies, unless you let us know. So I'm offering, you need to get involved. Again, don't forget emailing about the Kansas City Conference. That'll obviously be very helpful. Show us that you're interested in it. It's good for your locale, and we'll make it happen. All the behind-the-scenes arrangements have been done. All we have to do is post it on the site if there's the interest out there, and we will definitely do it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, one thing I'd like to also make you aware of, many of you are seeing, and I'm glad you are, the absolute, which can, it almost can only be classified as propaganda, but it almost doesn't make that much of an organized category, so we'll call it bullshit, out there on the internet and the YouTube world and the so-called Patriot, P-A-Y, Patriot broadcasting on every new doom and gloom scenario, every rehashing of crap that's been republished over and over again, saying stuff that was documented years ago, and we've already done it before, like it's the newest, baddest ordeal that's new and right here coming, and it's trapping people, making them useless. They are neutralized, and that's an official term by the World Socialist Politic, right out of their very own COINTELPRO dictionaries. Do your research. A neutralizer, or being neutralized. And that is what the other side needs to happen. The more of them that can work together to neutralize you out there, a potential resistor to tyranny, the better off they are. And the best way is to keep you chasing your tail. So, I've gotten a tremendous amount of emails and questions because it's caused a big spurious upswing in questions and people delving into the mysteries. Now, single-handedly, Hour of the Time has led the way as being the best research into the mystery schools. too many broadcasts to even list here in bibliographical form on the air covering these topics. We have, though, also, because of our integrity, connections out there to other researchers. One of the preeminent authors in this subject, John Daniel, of Scarlet and the Beast fame, wrote a series of books, Scarlet and the Beast, 3 volumes, hardcover, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages. And because of Hour of the Times' integrity for research and truth, we were able to have him at an all-day, I mean a long all-day, speaking engagement as a special guest. He doesn't do that for anybody else. And we were allowed to integrate his very PowerPoints into our video. So it's not the camera just swinging from him to a screen. This is high-quality PowerPoints inserted into the video. Top quality audio, professionally produced, chaptered, graphic, everything. And this would be an ideal DVD product for you. The John Daniel DVD set. 4 DVD sets, professionally produced. Go to thehourofthetime.com, our website, and go to the Hop Shop. That's how you can help support us. Outright donations are great. But we'd like to give you something in exchange that's useful, like tonight's special offer. So, that's a useful product. It will answer. That DVD set, I would have to honestly really say, I've been looking at and taking notes. I've got dated notes here. Right now I'm looking at the page for 14th of December, 2009, on what various things went on with the website, emails, phone calls, letters, etc. And I would say that DVD set honestly would have answered every single question I have gotten in the last month. And it's right there. We've done the work. Don't make us redo it, ladies and gentlemen, because you only prevent us from moving forward to some of these new exciting projects that we've got planned. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to remember that, please, 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 when you email and stuff, do your research, at least a basic cursory amount first on the site. Now, also, one thing we do, and people will email me and say, oh, I wish you had a news link list or this and that. Well, ask to be on it. We don't charge you. We send out commentary almost twice a day. I say almost because if I'm out and about speaking and not even in the studios or anything, I'll take the laptop with me for emergencies and critical situations and contact with Robert Houghton, the co-host and webmaster. But I'm not going to worry about certain things if I've got to prep for an all-night or all-day drive and speech. But basically, every day, and sometimes multiple times in a given day, you get research links and stories and articles and background information, good deals that are going on, bad deals that are going on out there. We don't sell your name to anybody. We've been offered, trust me, over and over again by other networks and even people that are very friendly to us, and I won't do it. People have offered us a 12,000 member email list in exchange for ours, and I won't do it. I told you it'll be kept private in here, and that's how it is. So if you'd like to be on that news link list, simply email me, hourofthetime@hotmail.com, hourofthetime@hotmail.com, and you certainly can. Tell me what you want, of course. Don't just email me and leave it blank, because you'd be amazed how many people do that. So now I want to address some of the other future things coming up. As we get various audio programming more and more automated, there will be more and more available for you. For instance, right now, even today, right now, today, right tonight included, we have helpers here at the studio converting master audio tapes from Bill Cooper's recording collection to MP3s. And as we do these in 6-month chronological order chunks, we'll be posting them. And you will be able to donate, for example, a DVD of the second 6-month chunk of 1997, for instance. And you'll get every broadcast Bill did for July through December of 97 in that example, or the first 6 months. And we're going to have them in big collections at an incredible savings to you. So it's a way for you to help support the Hour of the Time, whose listeners supported, and get beneficial research material for yourself. And a lot of people do and have commented they like the flavor of the every night broadcasting as much as, if not more, than the special broadcast series is. So don't think that just because you're getting a 6 month chunk of every night broadcasting, you're not getting special content. Okay? So that's one of the new programs. We also have several video releases soon to be coming out. Some arrangements we've made with other guests, hosts, and speakers, if you will, that we've been privy, whereas no one else has, again, due to our integrity, to film and hold lectures and seminars with them. We'll be releasing those soon. Professionally filmed, professional audio, professional chaptering, graphic arts, etc. So I think you'll really like those as well. A lot of new stuff coming to the Hour of the Time. Also, more developed audio streaming network with our repetitive clock with more programming. So 8 hours of this and then repeat it again and repeat it again. Three chunks in that day. So if you're a shift worker or what have you, you have a couple different times, three times a day to hear a given show. Whether that's a Healthier You, Inner Athlete, a Classic Cooper broadcast, myself, a special series content broadcast, Phyllis Schlafly, what have you. So it's going to be real exciting as we work out all these last arrangements, which we're right on the verge of, like the video releases, just finalizing signing agreements for distribution, etc., has all taken place. It's towards the end of December, and it's all done. So there are some more updates there on some new exciting programs coming out to the Hour of the Time. Again, the website, hourofthetime.com. My personal email address, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. The studio number, 928-333-2942. And if you do not explicitly, right off the bat, tell me who you are, what the topic is, and a return phone number they want me to contact you at. Try to use email first, but if you just are hell-bent on calling, go ahead. If you aren't explicit and do that right away, I'm erasing the message. We get too many Mark the Aliens and Jacques Desmoulins and the Lucifers and the Antichrist and everybody else calling out there that I can't sit here and listen to you babble about your whole life story and then get cut off by the machine and you never did leave a phone number or what you even wanted. That may sound mean to you, but oh well, it's the honest with to God truth with the volume we get here in emails, letters, and phone calls. If you're not more organized, it's getting erased and you're not going to get a response because we can't cover everybody. Okay? So, after this musical break, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue with what I see as some disturbing trends out there right now in the world. And, well, some more upcoming events and some other disturbing news that is really actually quite bothersome. I'm surprised that adults can lower themselves to some of the levels I've seen occurring in the last 6 months. So be sure to stay tuned for more Hour of the Time after this musical break. ladies and gentlemen. Again, your host here, Doyle Shamley, the 5th of January, 2010, with the Hour of the Time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a few more updates here before we get into the disturbing trends out there. We had carried medical for emergency, trauma, general upkeep, supplies in the past. And now that, because more and more people are finally getting out of their rectal cranial inversion state, now there seems to be a big push again for medical supplies. We covered on the air already items that you need to have, herbally and the good old-fashioned gauze bandage stuff, okay? Because there's a time for both. There is a time for both, integrated. An integrated system. Now, all of you out there who are forming constitutional militias and need to be doing that to either uphold the oath that you took for life, like I did, to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, or to have a constitutional militia to react to disasters made by weather in your area, what have you, you need medical supplies. You need a medical person. It has to be part of your plan, your family. Now, you can sit back and say, oh, I'll just go raid the local store. Well, yeah, so you and everybody else in the city. That's not the way to do it, ladies and gentlemen. So, if you're interested in us putting some of those items back on. For instance, we had regular emergency room trauma surgery kits. Curad, Johnson & Johnson, the regular stuff. That emergency room, paramedics, emergency responders, etc., first responders that they use in sterile packaging with 7 to 10 stainless steel, regular hospital surgery room instruments, suturing, bandages, gloves, masks, even the orange biohazard disposal bags, all in a sterile kit. I find those a lot of places in the $50 to $55 range available out there. And we were doing them for $20. And that includes your postage. So if some of these are of interest to you, and they should be, I am more than willing with all the photographs of the kits laid out so you see the contents, exactly what you're getting, putting those back on the website again. SAM splints, Coflex bandages, bulk packs of gauze, antiseptics, Providone gel, one of the greatest things that was ever made when you need that topical solution. The liquid goes everywhere. There's a huge amount of waste. The gel in the nice 4 ounce with the flip up squirt nozzle, a squeeze bottle. Same as used in the hospitals, but in gel form. A wonderful thing. Not near the waste. Because you got to consider what situation you might be in when you're using it. You might be helping out the granny next door during a massive earthquake who's injured herself. But at the same time, you don't know where your wife and children are at, or husband, or what have you, yet. And you're jostling around, all Gumby-armed, trying to aim liquid all over to clean a wound, and there's going to be a lot of waste. You can't afford to have that waste. So have practical solutions, ladies and gentlemen, and integrate them into your daily life right now. So if that's of interest to you, we have a vast, vast amount of medical supplies, including highly specialized items, we have access to water filters. We need to clarify something here. It is absolutely mind-boggling to me what people hear versus what is said. Rob and I were talking one evening on the air. It was a broadcast about water filtration and goods and goodies. And we had mentioned the ideal water filter for consumer level that you could get and how to get it and where to get it. Also, options to build your own. All this has been taught at the conference before. And come to a conference in PA or potentially Kansas City or one of the other sites on the West Coast and see it all firsthand. And we also mentioned a device to allow you access to water all over your locale at buildings in an emergency. And we said there's an $8 little key you can get. And then we also talked about filters and their price ranges and usability, 200 gallons per cartridge shot, etc. for this particular model we were discussing. And I got inundated. It was absolutely incredible. I'm glad that someone was asking, but it was bizarre what was being asked. I got questions like, I want to know where the water filter made by Key for $8 can be bought at. Holy Toledo, ladies and gentlemen, we never said that. It was quite clear on the air. I went back and listened to it. So, that's why I always stress take notes. But those are the items that you can learn about. We can cover in depth if maybe you need a whole night on water acquisition, storage, and purification. They really are separate topics, separate parts, if you will, of the same area. Water harvesting is its own whole field and endeavor. We can tell you how to calculate how much water you can harvest on a given surface area. There's mathematical formulae that we use and teach at the conferences, and that we could relay over the air as well, not as handily, because I can't be drawing on a flip chart in front of you, but we can convey the general idea and give you the mathematical formulae so that you know that I want to harvest water, and now you'll know what water harvesting is. Then you'd know how to store it for future use and how to safely tell if it is potable or non-potable, and even calculate your annual yield off your water harvesting. And these are the same formula I used in engineering and architecture schools all the time. So, that's a topic of interest. Let me know, hourthetime@hotmail.com. Solution-oriented, ladies and gentlemen. There's no need to make a whole special series or a TV show or anything else on HARP when it's all been documented already. Okay? Now, a couple things clarified there. What I am concerned about, ladies and gentlemen, in this growing trend out there that I see it in writing, I see it, in chat rooms all over the internet, not just ours, all over. I see it in news articles, in reporting, in video pieces that people send. Check out this YouTube link. The sky's falling for sure. Check this out. What I see is this disturbing trend of the pass it on, forward it on. The internet and email and all that can be used as a very constructive tool of technology. No different than a hammer and anvil and a forge, a machine lathe or milling machine or a drill press. It can be used as a constructive tool for research and advancement and self-education, etc. Or it can be what it's turning into, the biggest cesspool of rumors you've ever seen. It's up to you how you use it, ladies and gentlemen. It's not up to the government to regulate the content or to verify it for you. It's up to you. I see an incredible amount of stuff being reported that their only source of claim is, I got this from so-and-so, and then I track that to so-and-so. Then they got it from so-and-so. But I have yet to find in this chain, oftentimes, someone that actually said, here is the document. I got this PDF from this government agency via this FOIA and got this. Or here's this law, this manual, this title, this subsection, this paragraph. Instead, it's just spuriously passed along as written in stone laws or acts or future events. That's absolutely ignorant, ladies and gentlemen. I laugh and erase it when I see that crap anymore. And pretty soon I'll just ban you and you won't email me at all. I don't have time to waste on that, and you shouldn't have time to waste on that if you're looking for a solution. Now, what I've noticed, too, a lot out there is a lot of grandiose talk about, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that. We need to go on the road more often. For God's sakes, ladies and gentlemen, I already speak on the road at the state capitol, at other state capitals, at county seats, all over the western U.S., all the time. How much more on the road can I go? If you want us to go on the road more, organize something in your area. Now, to give you a perfect example, I won't pick on somebody else. I don't need to stoop down to so many of these other broadcasters' level. I'll pick on us. I looked in and saw in a chat room one evening, ours, Hour of the Times, to clean it up. There's so many posts built up in a given day. Myself or Rob will go in and erase the past ones. You can't let them build up forever, because it becomes nonsensical. And I learned right off the bat when we initiated the chat rooms that people would go back, maybe they had 4 hours of time on their hands, and go back 19 pages back and see something and ask me a question. Well, heck, I don't remember. A, I wasn't there or didn't say it. B, I have no clue what you're talking about because it was 4 days old or something. So we try to keep it pretty clean and emptied out. We post news links in there and ideas and quotes and paragraphs. But what I notice a lot is absolute cowards logging in. I see this all over, but I'll pick on our chat room. Logging into the chat room with no name, won't identify themselves. I guess they're that important that the whole government apparatus, industrial military complex is after them, so they think. In many of these cases, quite delusional. And they'll come in and complain. And that's it. Never offer a solution. Now, let me give you an example. I saw one day alone, just going back, I thought, God, why is there so many pages? This particular day was only like 11 in the morning. And I knew I'd like emptied it at 5 in the morning. So I go in there, and I saw rigmarole for 2.5 hours. I got a whole logbook I've been keeping for months now on different events, news commentary, and also I can use the past news links to reference too. But this particular day, and it's happening a lot all over, but I'll pick on us, 2.5 hours wasted by people who are big and brave and think they can run their mouths with some secret name, never have the guts to use a real name, and bitch about another talk show host or another website. But ironically, later in the day, the very same made-up name, logged-in people, or anonymous people, the very same people were saying how they didn't have time to make preparations for food storage, to learn how to reload, to go get a job. I mean, it went all over the place. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've got time to bitch and bellyache for 2.5 hours about some particular talk show host program, it wasn't us, or their website, or their video, don't tell me you don't have time to go do some research. And then ironically, some of the very same people the next day said, oh, Hour of the Times should go on the road. Well, I asked a few questions and proved right off the bat, these people don't even pay attention to the audio stream. They don't even check the website or read what's posted there and see announcements that we've done just that over here, over there, last week, or whatever. Or in the email news links list, because they chose not to get on the sign-up list for free, receive updates, etc. Why should we get on the road? I guess would be my big question. We already do it all over. So why increase it when you're such a lazy swine, you're just going to sit back and bellyache? And then another one that I see a lot, Now, I'm going to keep picking on our chat room. That way nobody out there gets their feelings hurt. Some of these so-called talk show patriots, P-A-Y, patriots. Hour of the Times should do a conference here. Now, I've seen that I don't know how many times coming from Oregon. No, you should get off your dead ass and organize a conference in Oregon. Instead of just saying we should come up there and magically wave a wand and have a conference. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for solutions. And since we're on about people running their mouths and having diarrhea of the mouth is really what it comes down to. Even though the articles from guest contributors are not written by me, I may make a comment here and there of my take on a given subject or my input in the comment section like anybody else. My name's on it. I don't hide. It says Doyle right there. I'm getting sick and tired of some of you sitting back and doing nothing but complaining. I didn't write the piece, and I still find it offensive. It's amazing how many of you have never contributed one single ounce of effort, research, or anything, yet you've always got time to come bitch and gripe about someone else's piece. I find it offensive. The author should find it offensive, and then you usually don't support it with anything. Shut up. I don't want to hear it. Just admit it. You've got diarrhea of the mouth and fix it. If you know so much about a given topic, write a damn article and submit it and quit griping about somebody else's contribution and hard work and research and effort. Okay? That's all there is to it, ladies and gentlemen. It's pretty simple. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, the hour of the time, special offer tonight. Donate, upper left-hand column of the website, hourofthetime.com, $10, and I'll send you a disc with 10 very large PDFs, books for you to read, days and days and days of reading on various topics that you can use. Also, don't forget, give us feedback on what you'd like to hear for tomorrow evening on various topics, and maybe what you're asking, and I'm doing personal phone calls and emails about storage of people. There might be 50 more of you out there who need the information, too. So, I'm glad you tuned in for the Hour of the Time, ladies and gentlemen, and become part of the solution, okay? As fellow countrymen, I ask you that of you. And I do appreciate it. Take notes. And be sure to tune in tomorrow evening for another exciting broadcast.